And welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. With us is... Hey, John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I got you here. Okay. With us is John Orzepowski. He's the marketing manager for Flash Products with PNY Technologies. Good morning.
Good morning, Imran. How are you today?
All right. Are you in Hawaii or in California, or are you calling from the East Coast?
I'm calling from northern New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So, same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have made up something like, I'm in Alaska.
So, you guys are celebrating 20 years of providing innovative solutions. Jeez, it's been 20 years.
Yes, it has.
And you were there from day one?
No. I've only been with the company for about the last 2 years.
Oh.
I want someone who's been there from day one.
Well, I guess you'd have to find our president for that.
His name is PNY. That's his name.
a few weeks ago, your colleague was here talking about the collegiate attaché USB flash drives.
Yes.
But today we're going to talk about those pens.
Mm-hmm. That's our executive attaché.
Yeah, that's executive attaché. Boy, that looks really, really nice.
Thank you.
It looks executive.
Very executive.
I would look like an executive if I had one of those.
And for those of you, it looks like one of those fat pens that, uh-huh. that you see all over the place.
Like a Mont Blanc fat, that type of fat, Mont Blanc pen. With a,
oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah, with a USB guy built right in the middle of it. That's cool.
Built right in the middle of it. So refresh a little bit. I'm sure we talked about this a few weeks ago, but what is a USB flash drive and what's its benefits?
Well, a USB flash drive is probably the latest technology that's being used for storing data. And what's good about it is that it's a very mobile solution that people can use, for their lifestyles today, carrying things around. What happens is it's basically a solid state kind of device in that it has no moving parts. It's a circuit board with some chips on it. So it stores information in the same way that your hard drive does, but without the moving parts. And what this does is that this basically allows you to store and carry a lot of information around with you quickly, easily, without having to worry about it's maintaining its integrity.
How long will it keep the information?
I don't want to say forever, but of times that you can, rewrite to these chips.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, if you wrote something and you put it on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Does it have a battery?
It's durable memory. When you put something on there, it stays there.
Okay, so in theory, it will stay there forever.
Oh,
until
something
will happen to the chip.
Mm-hmm.
So 3,000 years from now, when they're excavating our society, like we have excavate Egypt right now, they're going to find these USB drives with our stuff on it.
They may very well do that. Of course, they would have to have a card reader to read it.
Yeah, that's true.
And understand English.
And understand English, exactly.
If it's the United States.
At that time, they're going to have all these...
translators and...
PNY...
PNY backward-compatible card readers.
Yeah, that will do anything, and translate and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be there?
I don't think so. Maybe my ancestors.
The wonders of cryogenics. I plan to be there. Frozen, but there.
Now, a USB is a USB, right?
Yes, pretty much.
So what is the difference between your executive attaché USB drives and the collegiate attaché drives, which and I'm not talking about the looks. What's the difference between them?
Well, essentially, we have the attaché is our line of USB flash drives. And, a standard USB flash drive, our PNY attaché, is what you'll see in the retail stores. The collegiate attaché, as you know, is the exact same thing, essentially. I mean, I know you said that, what's different in terms of it except for the look of it.
Right.
But really, when you come down to the technology, it is basically the same. The pen, the executive attaché, is different from the other two in that we incorporate the flash drive itself into the body of the pen. The flash drive sits in the cap of the pen, and the ballpoint mechanism for the pen sits in the lower half of the pen.
Right.
Well, with that being said, the flash drive capabilities are identical to our collegiate attaché and our regular attaché.
Okay, so So when you take the top half off, it's just like the collegiate.
Exactly.
Except that it's bigger.
I mean, it's a little bigger because obviously it's the collegiate attaché is a whole different look because it's not part of a pen.
Oh, I'm not talking about size.
Oh, okay.
It's the collegiate. Do they come 512?
They come. The collegiates come in 256s right now.
Right.
The executive attaché is available in a 256 and a 512.
Oh, okay. So we just got the 512. It just happened to. Okay.
Now you can plug something like that into a USB expansion port. And then yes. So you can have more than one of those obviously running at the same time.
Oh, sure. The USB is the USB connector is an industry standard. And so it falls into that category of plug-and-play devices that that Microsoft promotes, where anything that's got a USB connector and is certified, you plug it to any machine, whether it be an IBM-based machine or a Mac-based machine, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I just had an idea. Here's an idea for you. You don't owe me anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why not have a socket at the back of it, and then you can daisy chain them one into the other, you know, and plug like four of them, one into the other, into the other, into the other.
That'd be pretty cool.
Interesting.
It is an interesting idea. Right now, actually, one of the things that you have the ability with certain attachments, accessories, to plug multiple devices into a single port through an adapter.
Right.
However, the devices at this point aren't designed to be daisy-chained in the way you described it.
Okay.
Well, they should be.
Well, that's exactly
make
right.
Make a call. Get it done.
you may not even have to do that because the way the capacity is done, these things are growing. I mean, when we started out in this business just a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, this wasn't a business. And the first drives that came out were, you know, only had a capacity of maybe 8 megabytes. And now we're to the point where about the smallest that you can even buy today in the stores is 64 or 128 megabyte capacity. And they go all the way up to 2 gigabytes today and probably will be at 4 gigabytes by the end of the year and 8 gigabytes sometimes in 2006.
Yeah, but I remember when we started and we had a 5 meg hard drive and we say nobody needs any more than that. And then went to 10 and, you know, look at where we are now.
Oh, right? That's
so
true.
You always want more no matter what it is.
That's true. We want you to do those, trade it in for the bigger one.
Tell us a little bit about what's PNY's BTO program.
Our BTO program, that stands for Build to Order. And essentially we have a program where companies or even individuals, anyone who would like to personalize their flash drives can use it as a promotional or a sales tool. So, for example, if you are a company that is having a sales meeting coming up and you want to put your financial information on a document or sales information or manuals or whatever it might be, you can load them onto these devices, and then we will imprint your company's logo on the device, and then you would give them out to your sales team, for example, as a promotional item. Companies are also doing this as a true promotional item to customers. You know, so if you're maybe you're at a trade show, for example, and you've got your sales catalog that you want to give to potential customers of yours, you can have your catalog loaded onto the device and then have your logo imprinted on it, and then, you know, give that out to people as they come by your trade booth. And, you know, obviously what this does is this creates a constant reminder to whoever you've given the device to as to who you are.
In a related to that as well, you also see at trade shows where they give out those USB devices with the installation of their evaluation copies of their software. They don't give out, here's an eval CD. No, here's an eval USB drive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not even getting CDs anymore.
Yeah,
it's true. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, it's only a matter of time right now. We are looking at several industry associations that are currently looking at developing what they call a standard API, which is an application interface. And basically what it's going to get to eventually is if you've got a word processing program, for example, on your computer, it'll reside on the drive along with your data, and you'll be carrying it around with you wherever you go, so you won't even need to have that software loaded on somebody's machine. You can go to a dumb terminal, as they used to call it, plug it in, and you'd be ready to go.
Very interesting. What's the industry statistics as far as how many are being used? What's going on with that?
Well, as I said, you know, 3 years ago, this was basically not a business. And in 2006, the industry is looking at having about $4.5 billion in sales, which is going to grow to $5.5 billion in 2007 and probably over $8 billion in 2008. So it's a huge industry now.
I'd like 10% of that, please.
Yeah, really?
You want it with fries?
Yeah, I want that with fries. Can you supersize that to 11%?
And, John, how much do the drives retail for?
The drives, you can get the lower capacity, say a 128 megabyte capacity, pretty much for $19.99 right now. And then, of course, they go up to around $150 and $200 for the higher end when you get in around to the 1 gig or the 2 gig drives.
Mm-hmm. And where are they being sold?
You can buy. You can find our USB drives, including the executive attaché, in the superstores. You know, the major electronics retailers, the major office supply stores. We also, obviously, we make it available through our own website, which is PNY.com. And if you're interested in our build-to-order program, you can get that information. We have a separate website for that, which is PNYUSBS.com.
PNYUSBS.com. Okay.
And that's specifically for our build-to-order program. And right. When you go there, you'll see that in the build-to-order program, we offer a number of different looks or IDs for our customers. There were, I believe we're up to 5 or 6 now, and we offer them in capacities from 128 megabytes up to 1 gigabyte.
Interesting. Here's something that Jim and me were talking about before we got into the segment. Why is the USB, and it's not a complaint, it's a wonder, why is the USB so wide?
The connector
itself.
Well, it's interesting because if you take it apart right now, I really can't explain to you where that particular size came from. I think it was one of those things that just kind of evolved on its own. But if you look at if you were to take one of those devices apart, you would see that it probably pretty much is about the same width of the PCB, the board that it's connected to.
But and the PCB could not be narrower. I'm just wondering if there was a way. I mean, many of the cables that you use for USB, like for cameras or for anything, mm-hmm. on one side they have the standard size, this one, and on the other side it's real tiny.
Yeah, it's the A and B connector, right?
Right. So why couldn't why if that was the case and that was the standard connector, you could have made a pin that's a lot thinner.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
I'm wondering, is that what dictates the width and the thickness of the pin right now, because it's that wide?
No, right now, you have two issues here. One is that the connector was not designed initially for the board itself. The connector grew out of the design for the motherboard that's on the computer.
Right.
Okay, so that kind of came first. The USB connector that's on the devices, whether it's an A or a B, were developed to match into that. If you look at the size of the board that's connected to the USB connector, the width of that is pretty much dictated by the size of the chips that sit on it. Because
okay.
The chips are a certain width, obviously, and they have to fit on the board themselves also.
Okay.
So it's the size of the board right now that's dictating the width of that pin.
To a certain extent, yes. Yeah, there's two factors. Because as we make the board, if we were able to make the board even thinner, I don't know that we could. You wouldn't get any reduction in the size of the connector itself.
Right.
Exactly. That's what we thought. Is it the connector or the board that's dictating the width of the device?
You could have shrunk the board if the connector was narrower and to make something that's smaller. But because the connector is so wide, there's no reason to make the board any smaller.
Right. Because, and you have to remember, if the board gets smaller, then you've got less room for the chips. And
right.
Therefore, you'd be reducing your memory capacity eventually because those chips are getting smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But as the technology changes, they can cram more and more storage capacity into smaller and smaller chips.
Right.
But that's a shrinking process.
Yeah,
and I definitely like a higher chip to cookie ratio than, you know, because you got to have lots of chips in your chocolate chip cookies. You
don't like, exactly.
like George said, it's shrinkage.
It's shrinkage. I'm not going there. On the collegiate side,
yes.
The last time we had, I don't remember what the gentleman's name was.
Tony.
He said that University of Miami, you guys are like, talking to about getting a University of Miami. I'm just wondering how far that has come along because I'm dying for a University of Miami USB device.
Well, I can't tell you exactly where we are with the University of
Miami. Hang up the phone.
But what I can tell you is that we have applied for the licensing rights to well over 100 universities at this point.
Cool.
We have about, I believe, between 20 and 30 that are currently fully approved and available for sale. And we expect to, that number to be up to about the 60 to 70 range for the what we call the back-to-school selling season, which would probably be starting around the middle of July, and hope to have the full 100 available shortly after that, hopefully no later than August.
Wow.
So the thing about the licensing program is that we have there are a couple of organizations that we work with that act as a clearinghouse. A lot of the schools are independents, and so you have to work with each one of them one-on-one, which tends to lengthen the process a little bit.
All right. So the website is PNY.com.
P and the letter N, not the word and.
PNY.com.
Yeah, the PNY, actually, a little bit of trivia for you. PNY comes from the fact that when the company was originally started, our president had the office here in New York, and his counterpart had the office in Paris. So that's where the PNY comes from, Paris, New York.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and, I told Tony last time that I remember back in the 80s selling your memory.
Ah, yes. That's how we started.
Yeah. Yeah. Long
and of
time.
Course, the URL for our BTO program was, as I mentioned earlier, PNYUSBS.com.
PNYUSBS.com.
Yeah, and if we also have a an 800 number for the BTO program, which is 877-769-8727.
8727.
Mm-hmm.
See, now you got me thinking here. I do a number of trade shows. I got a number of trade shows coming up for my company in June. I'm like, that'd be neat to have some giveaways with the old Take Note logo on there. That'd be pretty cool.
We've gotten tremendous positive feedback on this program. It's growing like crazy.
Good. All right. I guess that would be it. Anything else you wanted to add?
Just that, you know, like as you've mentioned, you know, we've been in this business for a while, and we're constantly looking to improve the product, to find new IDs to add to our BTO program. We are in the process on that program, for example, of adding different software applications that will work on it, for example, order run capabilities and security so that you can take part of the drive and partition it and have part of it secure as a private sector and part of it public so that anybody could access it. We are looking at different types of enhancements even to the hardware for that. So if you continue to visit our website, you'll see these different availabilities for the BTO program and for our regular attaché line coming along.
Okay. All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you today.
Hopefully we'll talk again.
Yes, I would appreciate that. That'd be nice.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.